What's up? This is Mark Lopes from Metal Church and Rasta Boss Band, and you are listening to That Metal Interview Podcast. And remember to keep it fucking metal.
Metal Interview. On this episode of That Metal Interview Podcast, we have none other than the great Mark Lopes of Rasta Boss, and now he is a part of Metal Church. The legendary Bay Area, California thrash band has handpicked Mr. Lopes to be the new frontman for the band after the sudden passing of former frontman Mike Howe about 2021. So he's here to speak to us about the new album, Congregation of Annihilation, and their brand new single that we're going to hear right now, single by the name of Pick Your God and Pray. So check it out. We'll be right back. voice, man. What a talent. This is a mix of all of Metal Church's vocalists, for sure. As I asked him, which singer was he trying to emulate or follow the style of, if you will. And he answers that question, so check it out. Here's our interview with Mark Lopes of Metal Church, Rasta Boss, and Let Us Pray. Enjoy. So, first question, new record, Congregation of Annihilation, dropping May 26th, right? Rat Pack Records. Did the band already have the record written before you came along, or did you get to pitch in ideas?
They had a bunch of material written for Mike in mind, and once I came in and we started working, we pretty much, you know, wrote mostly all new stuff.
Oh, okay. What's your...
And I wrote the lyrics and the vocals for every tune.
Oh, really?
No, it's the first time that's ever happened with Metal Church, so it was pretty wild.
Wow, so how do you feel? Wow, it must be exciting, huh?
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, it feels good because, you know, I really get to leave, you know, it's me. You know what I mean? I was able definitely to portray our interpretation together, me and Kurt, of this new era of the band. So it's pretty descriptive that way, you know?
So what's your favorite song on the album?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Too many.
I'd say, there's a lot of good ones on this album. Yeah. I would say, you know, I love Pick a God. I was glad that was the first one. When I wrote it, I remember always envisioning, like, playing it Vakken or something and just hearing that chorus, like, live. And then a title track is awesome. And then one of the surprise tunes on there is Me the Nothing, and that's a really fucking cool tune. So I can't wait to see what people think of that one. It's very different for Metal Church, but not different. It's cool.
So who contacted you to offer you the job? Was it Kurt, or was it email, text, phone call?
I've known Stett for years.
Yeah,
and that's how the initial conversation, you know, started from there. I had known them for a long time, Stett and Steve. And, you know, we played with Metal Church a couple times overseas, and they came out, hang out, and watch, and same with us. And then, you know, it kind of went from there. And then, you know, when obviously when the whole Mike thing happened, I for sure thought the whole band, you know, definitely weren't going to carry on. So when I got the call to even consider it, was kind of like, whoa, okay. You know, so it was a long process to get it going, you know, because they had a definite healing period to go through, which I totally understand. And, you know, and then really, we really had to brainstorm how we were going to go about doing this new era of the band, because we knew that there was a lot to live up to. So,
yeah,
you know, that's why it took a, you know, I'm glad that we took the time we did, because it really was 100% thought out and genuine, you know, in the mannerism that it went. So
you were a fan of Metal Church, I take it, before this?
Oh God, yeah, of course. First two albums have always been a big influence of mine, so I was already in it, you know.
Yeah. So where do you get your voice from? I mean, I heard the first time I heard your voice, it's like, damn, this guy is just an awesome voice you got there. How did you build it, or is it natural, or classes, or what? What'd you
do? Oh my God, no! I'm still working on it. So it's always a work in progress. You know, for me, you know, I wish I was one of those people that could wake up every day and sound amazing, but it's a lot of work. You know, it's keeping healthy and, you know, different kinds of training and just, you know, listening, learning, and doing it till you get it right. You know? Make mistakes, learn from them, you know?
Yeah, I interviewed Ross the Boss about a couple of years ago, and so I went through his music and all that, and I heard you, and wow, it's just awesome, man. Congrats on that.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Yeah, see, I mean, that's, you know, I know what we get that new, the new compilation thing coming out, which is what we're going on tour for, so I'm glad to be part of that, and very proud of the material we've done so far, so with that as well.
Cool. So we'll get to Ross, the Boss, right down in a bit. Back to Metal Church real quick. Which is the hardest or most challenging vocalist to emulate, I guess, or imitate? Mike Howe or...
All of it.
All of them. Different techniques, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, dude, it is. It's apples and oranges, for real. Yep. I mean, I'm more apt to the David Wayne stuff because that's always been my style. You know what I mean? Yeah. More heavy, gritty, kind of snarly, you know?
Yeah.
Mike Howe was more of a mid-rangey... type of thing, which wasn't something I normally do. So that's been a little bit more of a challenge for sure.
Wow. So what's your favorite Metal Church song from the whole catalog to sing?
That's a toughie.
Too many of them.
I mean, Gods of Wrath.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's the song. I love Gods of Wrath, Ton of Bricks.
Oh, yeah.
And like some of the, I love like Battalions. I love Battalions. That's always been one of my favorite songs off the first album. So.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch.
Which I don't think they've played that since like 1984 or something like that. 1985 or 86 or something like that. So.
Yeah. So have
not
you guys.
Saying we're going to play it or anything. Hint, hint.
Yeah, hint, hint. There you go. Thanks for the exclusive. Wow.
Put it this way, the tour that we're going to do, you're going to hear some stuff that has not been played in a very long time.
Really? Wow. That's super exciting, man.
That I promise.
So how was that Hell's Heroes gig in Houston?
Oh, dude, that was so much fun. Well, I mean, you know what's wild is that's the first time I've played in the United States where it felt like a European festival.
Wow.
Yeah, no, for real. I really, honestly... It was like the crowd was super fucking metal. I've never played in Texas before, so.
Okay.
And the way that it was set up and just the vibe was very Euro. I mean, they used it as a model and it was so cool. I mean, definitely very fucking cool, man. I would definitely recommend anybody to go to it, and I, you know, hopefully get to play it again because it was really awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of good things, yeah. Did you get to meet any of the bands, like Possessed, or talk to other musicians?
The only guys I got a chance to chat with was the guys in Liege Lord.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. That was kind of it. Like, everybody's kind of scattered, you know?
So what's going on with Rasta Boss? You mentioned a compilation.
Yeah, we got the Legacy of Blood, Fire, and Steel coming out on the April 28th, which is going to be the first day of our tour. Our European tour, finally, after 3 years.
Yeah.
Of canceling and putting it back and canceling. Oh, boy. So, yeah, you know, and I guess, it's the 35th anniversary of the Kings of Metal record.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing a good chunk of that record. And,
oh, wow.
You know, yeah, you know, so, you know, it'd be fun. It'd be always a good time, you know.
Is it kind of tough trying to sing Manowar stuff?
No,
obviously, you're doing it. You know. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge. I'm not going to say wake up and go, hey, but it's just, you know, you do it enough, you get, you know, used to doing it a certain way. So, yeah, definitely. You know, it's become a little bit more second nature now after doing it for this long.
Yeah. So, speaking of long and years, how old were you when you started singing? Were you a kid, a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, when I started, it's funny, I was in choir, like so many people, but I got into drums first.
Okay.
And I played drums for a long time, and then I was in a, you know, obviously playing in the local scene, and every singer we had was just, sorry, my brother was a singer for the band at first, and he looked cool, but it's just, sorry, buddy, it just wasn't sounding that great. And, you know, I just got agitated, and I was like, fuck this. I'm going to do, like, Night Ranger and sing and play drums.
Yeah.
And I did that for a long time, and then I just decided to sing after a period of time.
So, wow.
That was it.
So what's your first band?
Oh, God. My first band, it was a band called Spectra.
Spectra, okay. Was that high school?
A long time ago. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did you guys play? A bunch of covers, for sure. Priest, Maiden.
Yeah, I mean, we played everything from, we played originals, and we played, like, Iron Maiden, you know, the 80s metal stuff, you know, what everybody else was doing at the time.
Speaking of Maiden, so who are your influences? Who are your musical heroes?
Oh, God, I mean, Iron Maiden will always be my favorite of all time. Dickinson's always been, like, just my hero on so many different aspects than just singing, so. But it's interesting. As much as I love Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson was never the guy that I was more influenced by singing, which is wild. You know, because he always had this really, like, mid-range voice that I just was never really comfortable singing with. And I always geared towards, like, the Rob Halford and the Eric Adams and the Queensryche and stuff like that in the early days. And then I really got into a lot of really heavy stuff. I like, you know, for the time I always was in love Testament, and then I got into bands like, and then I got into like more of that progressive thrash type of thing, like Toxic and Watchtower, and you know, the combination of the thrash and the progressive technical type stuff. And now, like, I really love like a lot of like really heavy stuff too. So I mean, I got into the whole death metal thing. I love it all. I love aggression. You know what I mean? I like the mood. I like the aggression. I like the vibe of that stuff. So
yeah, you're a fan, I guess, like all fans. Cool. Same here. Yeah. All kinds of rock and metal. It's all cool to me. Man, so
metal. I don't like to really put it in any categories. If it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
So give us your best gig and your worst gig so far.
Best gig ever was Barcelona Rock Fest last year when we came in at the last minute and took a Manowar spot.
Oh, wow.
That was probably the most amazing live experience I've ever had. You know, it was like 45,000 people. We went on at like 1:45 in the morning. I thought for sure no one was going to be there, and like the place, then no one left. We didn't finish till about 3:30 in the morning, and the place was just, wow. It was insane. It was incredible. It was fucking amazing. And I also got to meet King Diamond for the first time, which was nice. Like the biggest fanboy moment of my life.
Awesome.
And like, yeah, that was super cool. And we like chatted for like 25 minutes about like gear, and just, he was so fucking awesome. And he was like, oh, I love the first six Manowar records, and I'll be listening. I'm like, oh, fucking great. you know, so that was wild. And worst gig, oh, God. We don't care to remember those, you know. I don't remember. It's been some, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. Happens.
We don't care to remember those. They fade away with time, you know.
I play guitar here in Texas and, you know, local stuff, nothing like you guys. But, you know, there's a bunch of those, you know, where there's just two people at the bar ignoring you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been plenty of those, that's for sure, especially in the States. Whew. Rough.
So how is it working with a legend like Rasta Boss, man?
Oh, it's a pain in the ass. I can say that because, I mean, that's Uncle Ross, man. I love, man. So, you know, he's old school.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does what he does. It's awesome. He's great. He's a wonderful man. And, you know, it's cool. It is what it is. You know, we have moments of greatness. We have moments of disagreement. You know, it's just like any family outing, you know?
Yeah. Right. Do you have any pre-show rituals, like warm-up exercises or anything like that?
I used to. Now, you know, I try to make it as simple as possible and more of a mindset type thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's changed over time. I think I'm at that point now where I like really just want to let go and have fun with what I'm doing, you know? And try not to overthink it, because you get to a point where if you overthink it, just like anything else, you're not enjoying it. You're too much involved in what you're doing. Too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And live is really about feeding off the energy of the crowd and the band and the fun of it, you know. That's what you're there for.
So give us an update on Let Us Pray. What's going on there
right now? I mean, unfortunately, because of all the stuff that's been going on, I mean, we've been in the recording process for the last couple of years, and the funny part is I think we've written three records now because of the time we've had.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been recording a lot of stuff, and the vocals are probably the last thing that, you know, I haven't done any of the vocals for anything yet, because I write and arrange, and we play all the instruments for all of it. So it's just two of us. And, you know, so it's a lot more time consuming. And I'm super, super picky. We're very particular with this band because we have a certain thing that we're going for. And when you're trying to do something new, you have nothing to model it after. So you're inventing it as you go along. So it's a little bit more time consuming. And, you know, it's not like it's anybody's waiting for the new record to come out. So, you know, we're taking our time with it, and we'll drop it when it's ready, when the time is right, you know. And I'll be definitely whacking out some vocals over the summer in between tours. And hopefully get something out by the end of the year. We'll see what happens, you know.
So maybe some gigs for Let Us Pray, maybe sometime in the future?
That's definitely the plan. I mean, we're going to have to put a whole new live lineup together, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is great because, I mean, you know, now we have a better pick of people who we can play with, which will be wild, you know, because we've got so many great friends out there that are great players.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be one of those things where, like, hey, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. You know, grab this guy from that band and that game from that band. So it'll kind of be like an all-star jam type thing, if anything. So
back to Metal Church. When are you supposed to start rehearsing with the band? Or when are you guys scheduled to do that?
We get together at the end of May. And then our first show was June 3rd.
Wow, are you excited for that?
Oh, God, yeah. Wow. Excited, scared, and, you know, everything else you could throw at me, you know?
Wow, I'd be melted like a cheese, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So do you already have a set list, or is it too soon?
Oh, no, we got a set list we're working off, yep.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So any dates in Texas or...
Not yet. I mean, we're definitely right now. It's kind of interesting. We're just right now. It's I would say we're rebuilding the brand, and there's a lot of new things going on behind the scenes that we're working on, and there's new things happening with new people, and so we're kind of like doing sporadic clusters of gigs right now, and we've been, you know, there's some tours being offered and played out, and we'll see how that goes. But as in the beginning, probably for the first, you know, part of everything, it's, you know, we got some sporadic stuff going on where we're just doing, like, you know, week runs or, you know, 10-day runs or something like that. But Texas definitely will be, we're probably going to do a bunch of Texas stuff right before we go to Mexico to play Hell in Heaven Fest. So,
okay, you guys are doing that. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're looking like that's the plan, to do some stuff in Texas before we go do that. So
how about
towards
people,
the end of the year. For sure.
Yeah. How about people listening in South America? When can they expect the band over there?
Metal Church?
Yeah. Or Rasta Boss?
Well, we just played Brazil.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
That's right. That's right.
We had a whole tour planned out, but it had to be postponed because just of the time, the economics, and the geopolitics of things, unfortunately. The world is quite a festering cesspool at the moment, so a lot of people don't realize that has a lot of factor in playing. So hopefully, I mean, next year for sure. I don't see anything happening this year down there, but for sure, definitely next year.
Before we let you go, Mark, would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Sure. Hey, I just want to say, everybody out there, thanks for the support, and you know, thanks for all the great feedback we've been getting. And you know, I go out there, and when I see you, we're going to give it a 250,000% to make sure you have a great time and enjoy what you're listening to.
Awesome. So, Congregation of Annihilation, May 26th, right? Red Pack Records.
Yep.
We'll be looking for it. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your time, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us, download, share our podcast wherever you may find it best. On behalf of myself, James, thank you for your support. And thank you to Mr. Mark Lopes for finding some time to chat with us. So anyways, don't forget to pick up Metal Church's most recent album that will be out May 26th, Congregation of Annihilation. Pick it up, stream it, and rock it out, man. So don't forget to keep it metal. Metal Interview.